For the next 2 weeks, the city plays host to experts, officials, activists, and eventually to world leaders as they try to clinch a deal. The top UN climate official, Ivo de Boer, said it's time to act.
Time is up. Over the next 2 weeks, governments have to deliver a strong and long-term response to the challenge of climate change.
The goal was a legally binding agreement to reduce greenhouse gas emissions blamed for heating up the atmosphere. But the big question is who cuts, by how much, and who pays, and what will it cost? Initial expectations have been scaled back to trying to reach political agreement on a framework with a detailed binding treaty to follow.
Never in the 17 years of climate change negotiations have so many different nations made so many firm pledges together.
And that, he said, makes Copenhagen a turning point already. That's certainly what many in Copenhagen hope. They see the issue as crucial.
Well, I think the most important thing we can do is politically to force the leaders to take seriously the problems we are facing.
And the issue is important for my future and my children's future as well.
It's very important.
Super
because
important, yeah.
It's something that involves all of us,
yeah.
Whether we live here in Denmark, whether we live in Asia or North America for that matter.
I think it's very important for the world and for the people in the world that we do something about it right now.
Copenhagen has embraced the conference with posters and reminders of what's at stake at almost every corner. This exhibit has taken a different tack, focusing on some of the world's beauty spots, wilderness, and wildlife. To world leaders who come here next week, the message is clear. Do something to keep it this way. Sonia Pace, VOA News, Copenhagen.